Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle, and I want to talk about this idea of how to create connection in just your everyday interactions with your kids. And I think sometimes we believe that connection needs to be something special and separate and different, and that connection really is the idea of spending time with our kids, when in actuality, there's so much more to it. It's very nuanced, and there's many, many aspects to connection that aren't just spending time with our kids. It's about how you spend your time, and it's about how you interact, and it's about how you react to the things that come at you. So I'm going to give you several ways in which you can build connection through everyday interactions where you don't have to do anything more, meaning you don't have to spend extra time or do more on top of what you're already doing. You just have to respond or interact in a way that's connective to everyday communication or everyday interactions. So for instance, what if your child has a social situation that they're really worried about and they come to you about it? Can be a second grader, can be a 12th grader, can be a 25-year-old kid. What if they come to you and say, I'm having a really hard time with my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my friend at school. They're, you know, not being nice to me, or they are doing X, Y, and Z that's really hard. And some of our major reactions to that and our responses to those things are ways to fix it. We want to help our kids fix. And we think parenting is helping our children fix things. I want to offer a different idea that parenting is helping our children to fix their own things. Even the second grader, even the kindergartner, that they have the answers inside of them, especially in these social situations. And that when we offer a fix or a solution or our opinion, and we try to tell our kids what we think they should do, it's not connective. And if you think about it in an adult relationship, let's say that you're struggling with a friend and your spouse says to you, oh, well, you should really tell them this and you should tell them that and you shouldn't go to this party with them because they weren't very nice to you. Whatever the fix is, if your spouse is telling you how to fix your problem, it can be very irritating because often, what do we want when we're having a problem, when we're having an issue? We really want someone to come with empathy. And so if you come to your children with their social situations with empathy, oh, your friend's being so unkind. That's such a bummer. I'm sorry. What happened? Oh, they did X, Y, and Z. Oh, that doesn't feel good. I understand. I get it. When you can hold space for their feelings, your child's going to come to their own answer, even if they're six, even if they're three. Because they're in a situation that's developmentally appropriate for them, and they will find their own answers. And when we give empathy, we give them the space and we give them the wherewithal to know how to fix their own problem. They'll get there on their own if we can hold enough space for them. But when we come to fix it, now we've turned this interaction into a not connective, right? It doesn't feel good. When we lean into the empathy in these situations where a kid's having a hard time, now we've created connection in an everyday interaction. Okay, here's another one. Sass, whining, defiance, any of those behaviors that make you insane. Often we go to correction. You can't talk to me like that. Please use your big girl voice. You know, you have to do what I asked you to do. I've asked you 14 times. You need to do it. We go to correction. What if instead we went to play? What if we said, oh, little girls who sass their mommy are going to have a hug. What if we said to the kid who's whining, oh, it looks like you're having a hard time. Would you like to go wrestle? Can you turn those hard interactions into connection? So these daily things that are happening are prime feeding ground for moments of connection, but they're also prime feeding ground for moments of disconnection. So if you're not responding to the everyday moments with connection, you can really start to deeply erode the relationship. However, the opposite is true. You can really build the relationship so much if you're responding to these everyday interactions with connection. Here's another one. Use affection for aggression. You have the little girl who keeps kicking and kicking and kicking. So you grab her little foot and you say, oh, I'm going to kiss this little foot up and down. Oh, this little foot. Maybe it's a telephone. Hi, is Maria there? Is she there? Oh, she's not. Okay, well, she must be kicking right now. So I'll try her later. Can you turn it into play? Can you turn it into affection? Can you turn these hard moments into something that feels connective? And what will that do to the relationship? And what will it do if you don't? What if you turn it? What if you have a punishment? What if you threaten your child? What if you come to them with some sort of lecture? What does that do to the interaction? What does that do to your relationship? Time for a short break to acknowledge our sponsors. Because of them, you're able to enjoy this podcast without paying a dime. What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically, and we're also shipping internationally. Okay, back to the episode.
We can also use it for siblings, sibling upsets. So you have the siblings that are constantly fighting and everyone's pointing fingers, and our initial reaction is to, you know, correct. You can't say mean things to your brother or your sister. We don't act like that in our house. This is unacceptable. We want to correct them. We want to say, if you do it one more time, I'm putting you in your room. We want to give a punishment. We want to threaten. If you guys keep fighting, we're not having any more TV after dinner. So those moments become very, very disconnecting. Do we pick sides? Are we exacerbating the sibling rivalry? Do our kids think that we're, you know, we don't understand and we're not vested in their upset? Instead, can we listen? Can we come with empathy? Tell me what happened. Oh, Joey pushed you down. Oh, he did. Oh my gosh. That's really hard. You guys are struggling over here. Can you listen to their upsets with empathy and understanding? Can you hold space for their feelings in order to help them feel more connected? And when they feel more connected, their brain comes online, their thinking brain, and they are able to navigate their situation with their brother or sister better. Now, you can also offer some help around it. What can we do? Some probing questions. But what we don't want to do is turn the interaction into something that is divisive. And oftentimes we do that unknowingly. So all of these little tiny daily moments can be deep wells of connection where you don't have to set aside a certain amount of time, or you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I never get any quality time with my kids because I'm working or I'm busy or I'm a stay-at-home mom and I've got 4 kids and how do I get to everybody? Get to everybody because these interactions come up all of the time. Are you responding in a connected way? And is that connected way building relationship, or are you using methods or ideas that aren't so connective? And are you eroding relationship? Because you have an opportunity all day long to be doing one or the other. You have an opportunity to build connection. You have an opportunity to erode connection. And it's, you know, it's all about how you respond to your kids. You know, one major way in which you can really build connection every single day is to get rid of all of the things that are disconnecting. So what are disconnecting things? Consequences by the parent, punishments, lectures, teaching, advice giving, opinion giving, reprimand, disappointment, withdraw, shame, belittling. There's a myriad of things that we do in parenting, and I think all of us have done one or two of them, probably, and unknowingly and or because we get in a bad place and we do the wrong thing, and that's okay. We're going to make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. You're going to use some of these things some of the time, of course, because you forget or you slip up or you get in your old patterns. But if you really make a conscious effort to get rid of those things, to get rid of the punishments and the consequences, but I think there's this punishment light, like punishment and consequences light, like lecture and correction. Those two can be big because they can cause shame for a kid. And do they work? And does the kid already know what they're supposed to do? Do we have to correct them? Anything that causes shame really can eat away at the relationship. And so if we're eating away at the relationship instead of connecting in the relationship, and we're doing that repeatedly throughout the day, we're going to have a kid that's pretty disconnected. And then what happens with cooperation? What happens with sibling fights? What happens with, the kids' relationships with their friends, the peer relationships? In other parts of their world, they don't tend to do well because they don't have a connected base. And again, what are you teaching them by modeling when you're lecturing, when you're correcting, when you're shaming, when you're belittling, when you're giving consequences, when you're using threats or when you're using bribes, when you're using those things as techniques to parent? What are you teaching your child? You're teaching your child how to threaten, how to bribe, how to use shame. You're teaching your child, if you want to get your point across, you should use these manipulative tactics. And is that what we want to teach our children? I'd say we'd rather teach our children how to be empathic, how to be playful, how to be a good listener, how to hold space for feelings, how not to judge when a kid makes a mistake. Those things are beautiful things that we want to be teaching our children. So you're doing a plethora of things all day in your parenting, and you're either building or eroding, depending on what you do, or some things you're just staying neutral, right? You mean, we're not always doing something. I guess I shouldn't say that, but sometimes we're neutral. But for the most part, are we looking to build a relationship with our kid? And is that the way in which we're going? And is that the mindset we have? Or are we looking to correct and teach and reprimand? Being really clear on that can help you move into the right way. So creating deep connection can happen in all these everyday situations. Almost every situation can be connective if you come at it the right way. I hope this was helpful. I hope that you gleaned some ideas about how to stay more connected to your kids in everyday situations. If you listen to this podcast and you love this podcast, I would love to have a review from you either on Apple iTunes or on any of the other platforms. I think most of them, you can just do a rating. But I'd love to hear from you. If you have a question and you want to come on the podcast and ask a question, we'd also like to hear from you. So I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you to ask to get in contact with our customer service manager, and she will get you all scheduled with me to ask a question on the podcast. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast, and I'll see you next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.